This one's going to be a little off topic for most of what we do. This is going to be a little bit more fun. Well, as long as you're not a fan of Grand Theft Auto, because GTA 6 had some leaks involved, and that combined with a lot of the changes that have been going on at Rockstar Studios over the past few years and some of the improvements they've been making to their classic products indicates to me that GTA 6 will be absolute rubbish.
This is a prediction.
This is a prediction. This is my logical deduction that I've come to the conclusion of through the evidence that I've been presented. But I think it's pretty clear to me that it's going to suck. And I know that at first you weren't entirely on board with this prediction. You're like, it's just a few leaks, how bad could it be? And I think it's mostly...
All right, strange impression of me, number one.
All right.
Number two, my
point... Well, I don't know about that one, eh, laddie?
I'm going to blow up this office. No, my point was that you don't know about the final product. Like, some leaks have come out, and I saw the footage, and I was like,
I'm not judging it by the footage. I think anybody judging it by the early leaked footage is pretty stupid, because obviously it's still in a very, very early development stage regarding the graphics. Because I've seen some of that footage as well. You showed it to me. And it's very obvious that they're still working out all of the actual technical issues with how the gameplay will function before they can actually make it look nice. So don't judge it in that way. I'm more thinking that the game will suck. I think the GTA, whether you love it or hate it, has a particular character, has a particular tone to it that this new one, whenever it does come out, will not have. And people probably aren't going to be happy about that. But this is all just a reminder as well to check out our recent hangout, a premium hangout for our premium subscribers, on how gatekeeping works. Because it turns out, if you let in a load of people who hate your hobby into your hobby, they will fundamentally change it in ways that do not appeal to the people who actually made the hobby what it is. This includes video games, this includes Carl's personal favorite hobby, Warhammer, and this includes comic books and anything that you can think of. Turns out the second that people gave an inch, they took a mile. So always keep that in mind and check this out. But so we can see that GTA 6 leakers are in big trouble because the FBI have been brought in to investigate. Seems like a bit of an overreaction, but Take-Two, who are the owners of Rockstar and Rockstar themselves, aren't big on copyright breaches and leaks, so not that surprised.
I love the idea that the entire American economy is rested on GTA 6 just because of how much money GTA 5 made.
That's the thing. There is probably a sizable chunk of people heavily invested in this game succeeding, which is why I want it to fail. At this point, I'm just rooting for a gigantic economic collapse of America. So anything that can cause that, I will happily cheer along.
Okay. I didn't know you joined Al-Qaeda, but...
All right. Yeah, why not? you're the one that went to Afghanistan.
YouTube.
That's a joke, YouTube. So it's the FBI and the US Department of Justice are investigating the case of a hacker who leaked almost 100 videos of Rockstar's upcoming game, GTA 6. The videos were uploaded online illegally after Rockstar's security was breached and a hacker managed to download early footage of the game. Writing on GTA forums, the hacker also asked to negotiate with the company to prevent more videos and information from being released. And I don't think that Rockstar or Take-Two have a "we negotiate with terrorists" attitude about this. I think they have a "take no prisoners" attitude regarding this, shockingly, because they decided to go down the legal route and now the appropriate authorities are involved. They've literally got the government involved to go against these people. That's how big these companies are. So that'll be interesting to see where this will go. The hacks were reportedly carried out by a group known as Lapsus, which has also been linked to other big hacks in the tech industry. Microsoft and Nvidia, in particular, were also reportedly hacked by them last year, where the group managed to access the company's private data. So this seems to have come from a pretty well-known group, which is probably why they were able to get into Rockstar's servers, which I imagine...
They put a professional crew together.
Yes,
and then,
they did.
And then they organized a heist against the guys who make Grand Theft Auto, which...
They're in court. They're just, the heads of Rockstar are just like, where did you learn this? And we learned it from you! I learned it watching
you! I watched you, Daddy!
But we have learned a bit of information from the leaks, and the information that we've learned from the leaks seems to have confirmed a few other leaks that came out a few years ago that weren't as formalized as this, and also confirmed a few people's worries. For instance, Is it set in GTA? Is it set in Vice City? Appears so. Obviously, nothing to be worried about. I think most of us really like Vice City as a setting, and it's been a shame that they've not gone back there anytime soon, sooner than this. But earlier rumors had also suggested that GTA 6 would feature two main characters, and this seems to be confirmed, a man and a woman in a Bonnie and Clyde-style relationship. The rumor has been confirmed, and even gives their names as Jason and Lucia, and the couple appear to share part of their inventories, which is new for GTA, as is the fact that Lucia is a Latina protagonist. How do you feel about that one, eh? Does that make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside to know that GTA is finally embracing diversity? Ignore Franklin. Ignore CJ. Ignore Big Smoke.
I don't know.
We're finally... It's fine. It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean...
But also, it might make sense if she's Cuban. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just like being anti-communist the whole time.
Oh, no, she won't be anti-communist.
No,
she won't be. I'm sorry. And Rockstar released a statement regarding this, saying that they're disappointed that the game footage was leaked, and they're going to continue working on the game. It's not going to lead to any delays, and they're not going to scrap anything, because I think that would just be a stupid move of them. I know that they're raking in lots of money from GTA Online, but, you know, at some point they've got to release a new entry in the series, right?
I don't know. Valve doesn't. So,
yeah, but Valve owns Steam, so
just more GTA 5 bucks. Trust me.
I suppose GTA 5 and GTA Online have been keeping the online gaming community rolling in money for a long time now. But I think there are lots of reasons to worry. And this first piece of evidence that I'm going to be citing is a screenshot from 4chan. So take it with a hefty dose of salt. But
my favorite source of news.
Yes, but they are suggesting that the narrative will be you'll be playing as a Latina woman with a liberal white boyfriend. That sounds pretty accurate so far. But then also the main antagonists are a far right wing militia, and the boyfriend will pretend to be far right to infiltrate the group, and the far right ringleader is fat and ugly and looks like Lester from GTA 5. I do not see this as being entirely out of the realm of possibility. But let's be fair.
It is a 4chan post.
It is a 4chan post. And also, GTA has always been a game that has satirized reality. So perhaps even if it was something like this, perhaps the satire would be inventive. Perhaps it wouldn't just be poking fun at the far right, etc., etc. Except Dan Houser, one of the leaders of Rockstar, one of the former leaders of Rockstar and co-founder, a few years ago was addressing the idea that it's actually very difficult to make GTA in the current political climate. And he said it would be out of date within 2 minutes because everything is changing so fast, and some of the stuff you see out there nowadays is just beyond satire. Which is true. This is South Park's problem that it's experienced, which is how can you satirize a world that is slowly becoming satire?
Yeah, but then you could just decide not to set it in the current day. Like, you could set it in the past a few years.
Yeah,
Vice City.
Yeah, I do kind of miss when GTA was not a contemporary series, like Vice City was set in the 80s, San Andreas was set in the 90s. I kind of miss that. You could do that.
Well, it was actually more fun as well, in a weird way.
Yeah, because you get to have the nice pastiches of the style. You get to have mostly great music in, like, Vice City. It's amazing driving around to, like, Michael Jackson in that game. But no, it seems that the idea of what could be satire is going to be difficult, and then immediately after this, in 2020, you see that Dan Houser himself and a few of the other creative heads, including Laszlo, who was a major part of the writing and one of the voices that you could hear on the radio stations for a long time, and a woman called Leslie Benzies, who's worked on every GTA and Max Payne and Red Dead Redemption, they all left. So you had a massive
The people who
exile.
Built what you love have left.
The people who built what you love have left. Sam Houser, his brother, is still in charge of the company, but it's questionable how much of a hands-on role he'll be taking regarding this. And then you see articles like this from Bloomberg, if we go to the next one. Rockstar Games cleaned up its frat boy culture and Grand Theft Auto 2. Let me just take a quick sip before I read from this.
I'm getting Ubisoft vibes, to be honest.
So, first thing they say is that with a new tone at the company and a change in creative direction, GTA 6 will probably feel very different from its predecessor. This is not a good sign.
Why? The last one made $6 billion at launch.
Will this make it a better game? No. Will this help us to sell burgers? Okay. Burgers? Okay. So in the summer of 2020, after a police officer killed George Floyd, because we can never do anything at all ever relating it to George Floyd. What does this have to do with GTA? Listen, I know that GTA has frequently featured black gangsters, but come on, Bloomberg, this is just insensitive.
But it says they quietly shelved a mode of play it had planned for a release.
Called Cops and Crooks, which seemed especially tone-deaf during the global reckoning over police... GTA has always been a game about being a gangster shooting the police.
Like, you play as a criminal.
Okay. Did they think that was what was insensitive? Is that what brought George Floyd to mind? Criminals? That makes me immediately think of George Floyd.
Yeah, like, it violates so much of left-wing thought about the George Floyd case, which is that he was an innocent little boy who didn't take any drugs and
no, he never did nothing. That pregnant woman was just hallucinating that shotgun at her belly. Yeah, exactly. But
God, that would be a funny GTA game.
That would be.
You play as George Floyd.
Right, when GTA 6 comes out, someone needs to make that mod, okay? You will probably be arrested, but it's a sacrifice you have to make.
Weirdly, there is a gaming community in Afghanistan. It's small, but it's there.
There you go.
I don't think the Taliban will care.
Taliban's Afghan bros, you know what to do.
We'll crowdfund it, lads. It'll be fun. Yeah.
And it says further into the article, during the protests over the death of George Floyd, a black man who was murdered by police officers, yes, if we just keep saying it enough, it will make it true eventually. The company said it would match donations to Black Lives Matter charities. So Rockstar personally...
Yeah, this was a big L. Yeah,
Rockstar personally funded Patrice Cullors'
mansions
and real estate portfolio. So well done for you there, Rockstar. Developers are also being cautious, it says, not to punch down by making jokes about marginalized groups, the people said, in contrast to previous games. So we're just going to take all those fun parts out of the game. You know, the somewhat divisive humor that Rockstar's always had because they've always been a bit childish. But they've
it's been like
made
South
fun
Park.
Of everyone.
Make fun of everyone or don't bother. And now they're going to say, okay, we're going to do South Park, but we can't make jokes about anyone but white men. Good job.
I mean, they've always made fun of white men and right-wingers and such, but yeah, they've also balanced it out nicely with making fun of everyone else. Not anymore.
God, I wish I was black. I could make a really good joke right now. you know that very famous scene?
I know famous scene. I know the one.
All right. Moving on.
You bastard, Callum, because I really want to say it now. Okay. You in the comments, you say it for me.
No, don't.
Rockstar employees also in the past described a workplace culture full of drinking, brawling, and excursions to strip clubs. So a fun workplace, by the sounds of it.
Also, like, you're making a game about exactly that. Like, the strip club.
You want some real world experience here, Rockstar.
Well, and ironically, I mean, I've never actually been to a strip club. I've only been to them in GTA 5. Seemed fine to me.
No.
Go to a bar, ladies, waste of your money.
Seems pretty accurate. And the company was an early symbol of an industry-wide problem of long hours at the office known as crunch, in which staff were expected to be at their desks many nights and weekends in order to keep a game on schedule. The strategy was financially successful and turned GTA 5 into the second best-selling game of all time with 165 million copies sold. It also led to burnout, attrition, and public controversy in 2018 that prompted hundreds of Rockstar employees to speak out about the difficult work environments. Since that outcry, Rockstar has attempted to reinvent itself as a more progressive and compassionate workplace. Now, see,
so, yeah,
crunch is not a good thing.
I have huge sympathy for employees who have to deal with crunch.
Absolutely.
I've heard so many stories of just what it's like to work on a game in a crunch period.
It sounds awful. Being away from your friends, being away from your family, being at the desk 24/7.
But for what as well?
Awful.
I mean, like, there's memes about stupid stuff in games that people have to code. Because, you know, they'll obviously be, oh my God, look at all the realistic things in,
I mean, Rockstar in particular. Red Dead 2, right? Yeah, Rockstar in particular going, look, the horse's balls shrivel in the cold.
Yeah, and could you imagine me the guy who missed, like, your dad's funeral so you could render the horse taking an S precisely at the time it would need to in real time?
Oh, wow. You'd feel proud of yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If the horse didn't take a dump in Red Dead 2, I wouldn't have disliked it more. I would have been just as happy with it, frankly.
I don't know, man. That my immersion would have been broken. Although, to be fair, I don't remember ever having to take an S as the character himself, so Rockstar, you've got
actually
a lot to improve
more crunch
on.
Crunch time.
Yeah, sorry guys, just get back to your desks.
Just make the game well. You don't have to ruin your employees' lives to make the stupid nonsense.
But then also, if you want to get away from that kind of work culture, you don't then have to become a progressive company to do so. You can just treat your staff members a bit nicer. And more than 20 people who worked there left recently spoke to people, all of whom requested anonymity because they weren't authorized to speak publicly. One employee described it as a boys' club transformed into a real company. When you manage to sell 165 million copies of a video game...
Bro, you do what you want.
Yeah, I think you're already a real company, shockingly enough. But... other worrying signs that I've seen.
Grand Theft Auto. What do you expect? Like in regards to the crunch, of course, like that's, you know, not right. But in regards to, oh my God, they tell like rude jokes in the office about strip clubs or whatever. What are you thinking the environment was going to be like? You're not making...
oh my God, this work environment is terrible. I'm going to go work at Activision Blizzard.
It's
dear.
You know, if you go and work and make an Assassin's Creed game and everyone starts talking about history in the office, you'd be like, what the hell is this?
Greece, what? Greece gods? What are those? A philosopher? Aristotle? What? I know. But the other issues that I've seen that have me worried include the fact that Take-Two, the parent company of Rockstar, is in fact on ESG scores, which of course, environmental, social, and governance, basically a score determining how woke you are. You get the higher points if the more woke you are. Which suggests to me that even if they wanted to make jokes that punch down, they wouldn't be able to anymore, because that would affect Take-Two's bottom line on the ESG scores. And last year, or the year before, I think it was, an UK LGBT plus organisation called on Rockstar to censor the GTA 5 remaster out of fear it would promote violence against trans and gender diverse people. And we can see
we're going back to Jack Thompson.
Yeah,
right?
This is my point. This is the Jack Thompson argument, except on a narrower point.
Yeah, I mean, the feminists tried it with, don't you know video games hurt women, and that failed.
John, do you mind going to the next link, please?
Now we have, okay, don't you know video games kill trans people?
Yep. The group which was out making games, which abbreviates to OMG, which immediately makes me hate them, are a non-profit organization whose declared purpose is to address and overcome barriers that exist for LGBTQ plus professionals in the industry, both by transforming policies and institutions and by changing hearts and minds through education. So professional groomers.
You're queer Jack Thompson. That's all you are.
Yeah, queer Jack Thompson, except unlike in the past when Rockstar had a set of testicles to their name that meant that they just went, screw off, we'll do what we want, this time... they actually coalesced. They actually just said, okay, you want us to do this? Okay, fine. Go to the next one, please, John. Yeah, they cut the transphobic content. Transphobic content, of course, being jokey caricatures of drag queens and trans people outside the gay clubs.
So trans people are now Muhammad. They can't be made fun of. Fantastic. And then they will move this magic goo onto everyone else, just like South Park told us it would happen.
Yep, and one of the all...
okay,
one of the other...
me. You've got me.
Yeah, one of the other recent ones was the GTA Trilogy, the Definitive Edition, which ended up making them look like a mobile game, which I know was handed off to a developer who made mobile games, which explains a lot. But they also made some very strange and unnecessary changes in that as well, including, for instance, you remember Phil Cassidy from Vice City?
I don't, actually.
He's a crazy gun smuggler. He's a moonshine producer and arms dealer, Phil Cassidy, and you meet him, he goes around, and he's just got a little Confederate flag on his shirt, because...
of course he would.
It was the 80s.
It's Florida.
Yeah. Obviously he would, but as seen briefly in the official trailer...
you see the Florida state flag?
I know.
Okay.
But as seen briefly in the official trailer, and then confirmed when it came out, the GTA Trilogy remaster, Cassidy's shirt no longer bears the Confederate flag, with the image having been replaced instead by a simple school crest.
Pathetic.
Why? Why?
Instead of fixing the crap game, you decide to focus on that as well.
And then you also made the game far worse. And glitchier. But these are all bad signs to me and suggest that GTA 6 will be going down a path that a majority of the core fan base will not like. It will probably still sell gangbusters, but it will have a different tone, a different feel to it.
It will be the beginning of the end.
It will be the beginning of the end. And let's see a recent case study of such a thing happening. For instance, a former GTA clone, Saints Row, recently had a reboot come out where they went woke. Everybody saw it in the trailers. They made the jokes far less edgy, far less cutting. All of a sudden, the main protagonists were all a group of anti-capitalists who are constantly whining about corporate America, yada, 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 completely ignoring that Saints Row, the actual gang themselves, were a gang that wanted to make lots of money and ended up PR promoting themselves into the presidency. Anti-capitalists, every last one of them. Johnny Gat, massive anti-capitalist. He really hated McDonald's. He hates those big businessmen. He just wants to bring them down so that he can start the proletarian revolution. And then you get, from the usual suspects, you get articles like this saying, Saints Row was always woke, don't you know? The cast of every game in the series was always diverse. This does not automatically make you woke, especially when the incredibly diverse cast is a bunch of murdering gang members. This is sending the opposite message from what you would hope, although not an inaccurate one. And while the romance wasn't taken particularly seriously, Saints Row 4 does let you hook up with everyone in the ship, be they male, female, or killer laser robot. Saints Row was also, don't you know, incredibly sex positive. Sure, it laughed at big purple dildos and giggled when it took you to strip clubs or BDSM dungeons, but Saints Row believes that sex work is real work. This feels like a corporate promotional script right now.
Did a robot write this?
Possibly. The language was occasionally derogatory, sure, but never deliberately offensive. Do you see the excuses they're making for jokes that they would never accept under any circumstances other than to defend the new direction that the game is obviously taking? They list all of these ways that it contradicts woke ideology and then is like, but see, this is just more evidence for why it's actually always been woke and always agreed with me.
But we will never do that again.
Yeah, but we will never do that again because that would be offensive. And just to show how far Saints Row went to be as inoffensive as possible, Sophia Narwitz, when she played through this game, pointed this one out, right? This the most confusing one. They changed the name of the car the car mechanic from Rim Jobs to Jim Robs, which is trying to make it, ooh, Jim Robs, he's a filthy business owner. He robs the proletariat of their money.
Really?
That's, yeah, legit.
It's not even a need and seed situation?
That's the only way that I can make it make sense. Because why would you change the name of Rim Jobs, which is a sex pun that I don't think anyone's ever been offended by? It's one of those ones that, being a 13-year-old playing Saints Row 2 the first time, you go, when you first see it.
Kind of the point.
And that's it. And what happened to the Saints Row reboot? Well, everyone hated it. It sucked. Relentlessly mocked by independent reviewers, it's an abomination and will go down as the worst game of 2022. Because it turns out when you focus all of your time on making the game as PC and inoffensive as possible, that actually wastes a lot of time that you could be spending making the game good. So, while GTA is probably going to be much better than the Saints Row reboot, don't expect it to reflect your fond memories of any of the previous GTA games. Don't expect it to have that same edgy character and charm to it. Expect it, in fact, to be rubbish.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium interviews we do, this one on Black Guns Matter, an interview with Madge Torre by Harry. If you want to find out what else Harry's putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Harry Lotus Eater on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.